Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about something from the life of Gideon and the might that he actually had. Judges chapter 6, verse 14, where we read this. Then the Lord turned to him, that is to Gideon. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" In the days of the judges, God called an unexpected man named Gideon to deliver Israel. Gideon was a man who didn't want the job, and he didn't think he was worthy of the job. Gideon wrestled back and forth with God, seeking more and more confirmation that he actually was the one to do this great work of leading the resistance against the Midianites. At some point in it all, the angel of the Lord spoke to Gideon and told him, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites." Now, given the circumstances, this was a strange thing to say. Go in this might of yours. Though it didn't look like it to many, Gideon was already mighty in many ways. First of all, Gideon had the might of the humble. When the Lord came to Gideon, he was threshing wheat on the winepress floor. Now, this was both difficult and humiliating. Wheat was normally threshed in open spaces, typically on a hilltop, so that the breeze could blow away the chaff. Wheat was not normally threshed in a sunken place like a winepress. But in this humble place, Gideon was mighty. Secondly, Gideon had the might of the caring, because he cared about the low place of Israel. When the Lord came to Gideon, he wanted to know why Israel was in a low place. It bothered him. Gideon cared about the low place of Israel, and he was interested in doing something about it. In this caring place, Gideon was mighty. Third, Gideon had the might of the spiritually hungry because he wanted to see God do great works again. Gideon asked the Lord, "We heard of these great things in the past, but we want to see God's greatness among us now." This hunger for more and more of what God could do was a trigger for future action. In this hungry place, Gideon was mighty. Gideon had the might of the teachable because he listened to what God said. After this conversation, Gideon set about doing the will of God. This showed that he really was teachable. And in this teachable place, Gideon was mighty. And then number six, more than anything, Gideon had the might of the weak. And God's strength is perfected in weakness, just like it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He knew that he was weak, and this made him wise enough to trust the strength of God. In this weak place, Gideon was mighty. Looking at it with the eye of man, Gideon was weak, and God's message was sarcastic. But looking at it through God's wisdom, we see that Gideon really could go forth in might, because it was the might of a weak man who relied on the strength of God. This week, go forth in this might of yours. Just make certain that it really is the strength of your mighty God.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.